This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it's a Medal of Honor Monday, and there's a sweet one in store for you about an hour from now. Carol Roth is going to join us about 45 minutes from now. She's got some interesting things to say about owning nothing. Remember all that WEF, World Economic Forum stuff? We'll talk to her about that and the system. We're going to talk about the system tonight. We're going to talk about cities. The NYPD news today is ugly. Foreign policy, the system pushing Joe Biden out. Larry Nassar got stabbed in prison. That's awesome and hilarious. YMCA bans a 16-year-old girl for not wanting to shower around men, and we take the side of the Indians. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and before I forget, one of our Jewish listeners, you know how we're going to Israel next week, wrote in a bunch of words since Chris has been no help whatsoever on speaking it. We're going to learn a foreign language tonight. I'm going to be, what is that going to make me, trilingual now, Chris, between all the Spanish
Buenas
I know
tardes.
And all the English. I know most of the English language, lots of English. Anyway, now we're going to add Jewish to that, trilingual Jesse. That's what I want to be known as from now on. Before we get to any of that, though, let's deal with the climate change nutters. We're going to get to the system. I'll get to the system in a few, but we're going to deal with what these people's goals, what their goals really are. Joe Biden, of course, accidentally, as he always does, this is why the system's pushing him out, accidentally gave the game away.
I say to them, do you know anybody, any world leader who would trade places with Xi Jinping? I don't know anybody would, because it's not that he's a bad guy or a good guy. The circumstances are enormously complicated. But it requires us to be more responsible. The West, I've been pushing very hard to get our European colleagues to invest in infrastructure in Africa, in South America, in to generate the kind of growth that they should have and could have, because we're the ones that caused the environmental problems.
We're the ones that cause the environmental problems. Interesting. So China and their new coal plant that they build every 5 minutes, none of that did anything. We're the ones that caused the problems. Okay, that's interesting. Bunch of floods all over New York right now. Horrible floods. People are dying. Kathy Hochul ran to the news and said this.
The current situation, what we're anticipating going forward, and what residents need to do together. How we can stand up and it using every bit of our power, mobilizing to fight the ravages of climate change. Because, again, these are unprecedented weather events that keep hitting us over.
I can't take that voice anymore, Chris. She's hard. She's hard to listen to. Hard to take in. Okay. Well, I know you already know this, but always remember the goal is only destruction. Only destruction. That's why these people are never dissuaded. That's why they never adjust anything when it comes to their lifestyle, from private planes to oceanside mansions. That's why when Joe Biden's asked about China, hey, you talk about climate change, but what about China? Well, we're the ones that caused it all. Remember, all the fingers of the communist fist are only about destruction. Nothing else. There's not even a secondary thing they're about. They're all about destruction. Feminism is about destroying the West. The Black Lives Matter civil rights bunch of garbage today about destroying the West. The LGBTQ demon mob destroying the West. All the endless climate change insanity destroying the West. There is no secondary goal. That's the only goal. That's why when John Kerry's asked about flying private, he doesn't bat an eye when he says someone like me has to.
That's why when Joe Biden's asked about China, he said, wow, it's all our fault because we have to destroy ourselves. It's about destroying the West. More specifically, it's about destroying humanity itself. Don't believe me? Enjoy Bill Gates once again.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero.
He's talking about carbon. Bring it down to zero. Keep in mind that what you're breathing out right now is the carbon he wants to bring to zero. This is a minute long. Listen to the monster.
It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
We've covered this before, but I want to drill down on something specific there. Did you hear what he said? I'm going to rewind it real quick just so you can hear it. I'm sure I'll screw up the exact rewind point, but did you hear what he said? One of those things has to get to zero. But what things? Let's play it real quick.
Rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services.
People, check. Services, check.
Each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the
energy for the service. Check.
CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each.
Now let's. No, I'm just going to stop it there. Okay. So these things have to be reduced to zero. What things, Bill? Because you listed 4 things. People. You're breathing out carbon right now. Is he going to kill all the people? Services. Okay, no, we're not going to kill the people. Quit being dramatic, Jesse. It's not about killing people. Oh, okay. It's not about killing people. Let's say I accept your premise there. Services, reducing them to zero. What services do you think he's talking about? Everything. Your healthcare. Your food industry. Everything. People, services, and the energy needed for those services, like that fuel that goes in your car, like the natural gas that heats your home. You see, these people are only about destruction. They're not about saving anything. There's not a secondary goal. They're not flowery hippies just trying to save Mother Earth, no matter what John Idiot Kerry has to say.
But when you have bombs going off and you have damage to septic tanks or to power centers, etc., you have an enormous release of greenhouse gas, of methane, of all of the family of greenhouse gases. And the result is it's adding to the problem. I'm not, believe me, that's the fight in Ukraine is a fight that we have to make, that the world has to make, the values at stake.
Did you hear what he just did? Same thing Joe Biden did when it came to China. Well, I mean, no, look, China's, they're fine. We've got to cut. It's our fault. Everything's our fault. John Kerry, we can't have bombs going off, releasing greenhouse gases. But also, we have to stay in Ukraine forever and keep dropping bombs. You see, they don't believe anything. These people see themselves as kings and queens. They hate their country. They hate you. They hate humanity. And as the anti-humans they are, these people are going to kill or attempt to kill billions of people with a B. Billions of people. Always remember that. We're going to move on because there's a bunch of other things I want to get to. but just the propaganda is freaking heavy. Listen to NBC.
As you mentioned, the human body simply can't handle these levels of heat and will go into heat stress. But with much of the country and the world experiencing these record temps, at what point do certain areas just simply become uninhabitable for humans?
Yeah, Joe, that's a great question. That point, actually probably closer than what you think. A United Nations report released late last year says that much of the South, including areas in Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, and California, will be less suitable for humans to live in by 2070, just less.
Just by 2070, guys, they'll be less habitable for human beings. That human being is trying to destroy us, all of us. Always remember that. All right? All right. We're going to talk about a problem, a big problem people don't see coming. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, speaking of problems, obviously you are well aware that your money is worth a whole lot less than it was a few years ago. We're all aware of interest rates. We don't have to beat ourselves over the face with it. So what are we going to do? We can't do anything but protect ourselves. And the only thing you can do to protect yourself is buy things, invest in things that you can touch and feel. Solid things, reliable things. If I handed you a sack of gold and sent you 3,000 years into the past, you would be wealthy. And if I sent you 3,000 years into the future, you would be wealthy. Because precious metals are the thing that politicians and the idiot people who work for them can't destroy the value of. Oxford Gold Group is there to put it physical in your hands, physical gold and silver, to get it in your 401k, IRA. One phone call is all you have to make. Call 833-995-GOLD and tell them I told you to call. They'll take care of you. 833-995-GOLD.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Is that Smashing Pumpkins, Chris? That song sucked even before he started singing. No, it's not great. No, it's not great. One more thing on this climate change nutter stuff. Don't forget, we got Medal of Honor Monday coming up. Carol Roth coming up in 10 minutes. Don't forget, you can email me your love, hate, death threats, all that to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to play this for you. This is, by all accounts, an extremely accomplished human being. She's a climate scientist for NASA. Her name is Kate Calvin. Dr. Kate Calvin, of course. I heard this and it saddened me a little bit, I guess I could say. Not because of all the insane things she says, but because she is very reflective of the quote experts we have now in the United States of America. Our experts are all morons. They all have credentials. They all have a million degrees on the wall. They're all doctors and they all went to Yale and Harvard, but they're all morons. They're all just simply apparatchiks now who parrot the party line. Whatever the system wants, this is what these people say.
Last week saw 4 days of record temperatures, and this week is expected to be even hotter. We now want to welcome to the program Kate Calvin, NASA's chief scientist and senior climate advisor. Why is the weather so extreme? Can you explain that for non-scientists?
Yeah, so climate change is driving increases in temperature overall. We also have natural cycles that affect temperature, and so the one you're hearing the most about in the news is El Nino or La Nina. So El Nino years tend to be warmer than La Nina. 2022 was a La Nina year. It was actually the warmest La Nina year we've ever had. It was tied for fifth warmest overall. We're now moving into El Nino. So the combination of climate change and El Nino means we're seeing higher global temperatures.
Yeah, I don't need to play the whole thing. We don't have institutions that are capable now of producing real expertise in virtually any field. Our institutions only produce new communist foot soldiers, new apparatchiks. The problem with that is, as a nation, we need great men to move us as a nation forward. We do. You need people who are special. People who are uniquely talented, uniquely gifted at this or that. If you look at the history of the world, it is amazing at how much of it is run or pushed by great men in a society. that give you advancements here in engineering and technology and warfare and whatever the case may be. You need great ones, and you need great institutions to produce great ones. If your institutions are all rotted, all your, quote, experts become morons. Don't believe me? Go look at the doctors that are graduating medical school this year. It's stunning, the idiocy on display. All right, we're moving on. I have other things I have to get to. Before we get to Carol Roth, I just want to point something out, something people aren't thinking about because it's not in front of their face. Police work. I know that many people hate the police. Many people love the police. Cops can do no wrong. Cops are the enemy. I find both those stances to be utterly ridiculous. Even cops, I have many cop friends will tell you, there are good cops and bad cops. It's just the way it goes. But one thing that is 100% true, to be a cop gives you power. It does. You have power. You have a lot of very ugly things you can do and get away with, which is why historically there have been corrupt cops. Remember that story about the two New York cops, NYPD detectives who were murdering people for the mob? It's always something, not that murder is funny, but that's bad, right? One thing people aren't considering when it comes to New York City, well, all the blue cities right now, they're not considering how corrupt the future police force is going to be. I saw this today. NYPD officers continue leaving the force in droves, claiming they're being squeezed on all sides. I won't give you all the details, the percentages. What you need to know, though, is the percentages are up and going up. NYPD cops are leaving, and you know it's really bad because a lot of them are leaving before they qualify for retirement. No cops do that. I mean, people don't generally do that. Forget cops. When you have to put in so many years and then you get a retirement, you stay for the however many years. But NYPD cops are leaving. That's a disaster waiting to happen. Do you know why? Because let's just say your tiny town needs 100 police officers. You need 100 cops. And let's say the good cops are fed up with how your town has treated them and they're leaving. You still need 100 officers. So you start bringing in people. You start having to lower standards because good people don't want to do that. You start lowering intelligence standards. You start lowering physical fitness standards. You just start knocking away all those standards you had before because you need warm bodies with a badge on. Do you know what comes next? What's going to come? And Chris, go ahead and write this one down as these stories begin to drop in the coming years. What's going to happen is corruption story after corruption story for the future cops, because as you fill up a department full of turds, you're going to fill it up with cops who will take bribes, who will do terrible things, because you're filling it up with bad people as you lose the good people. And it's a frightening thing people haven't wrapped their arms around yet, but they will. Once again, the Oracle is going to have called it, and they will. What, Chris? It's true. All right, enough. Let's talk about you will own nothing. Carol Roth is going to join us next. The World Economic Forum actually said that. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. What do they mean by that? Do they want happiness for us? Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That would Carol pick that song, Chris? What was that song? It was weird. Hot for Teacher. Oh gosh, Carol, I forgot about the beginning of that song. Joining me now, my friend Carol Roth, recovering investment banker. Carol, let's talk about owning nothing. I believe somebody wrote a book about owning nothing. Why do they want us to own nothing?
Well, it's funny, when I first heard you'll own nothing and you'll be happy coming out of the World Economic Forum, a group of the political and business elite who knows what's best for everybody on the planet, I thought it was probably wrong, right? Because there's no way the people are predicting, who are elite, are predicting the end of private property, because as somebody who focuses on wealth creation, I know that comes from owning things. So if you own things that can appreciate in value, then you get wealth. So the fact that they're not only telling you, no, you're not going to have that opportunity, but we're going to try and get your buy-in, try to make you happy, was really, really kind of a worthwhile thing for me to explore, I kind of felt.
Carol, why were they so bold? I actually I went through the same experience you went through when I first saw that. I saw it on the internet, and I thought someone was just lying. You know, somebody Photoshopped something or did some editing. There's no way a powerful organization like this would actually just come right out and say it, but they did say it. Why are they so bold? It makes me nervous.
Yeah, I do think it's because they're trying to frame the buy-in. I mean, one of the things that is also happening in conjunction with this, which sounds as conspiratorial, if not more, is that the financial world order is shifting. And while a new world order may sound like a conspiracy theory, you can just go type in Joe Biden New World Order and see that he's talked about this before, including in front of the Business Roundtable. It's on the White House's website from March 21st, 2022, where he goes through history, and Jesse, I know you're a big history person. You know, we here in the United States have only been at the center of the global financial universe for about 80 years, and before us it was Britain, and before Britain it was the Dutch. And so we're getting a little long in the tooth. We have a lot of debt, which creates a lot of issues for power. And so everybody who is in the elite knows that this is going to happen. So what do you think they're going to do? They're just going to sit and like hope it works out for them, or are they going to proactively try to control every resource? And I think in trying to have that second part of you'll own nothing, that you'll be happy, to get your buy-in to that, if they can convince you that it's for your benefit, that it's going to be so much more convenient for you to rent, and you know, it's for the good of society that we have all these climate measures, which of course none of them are actually doing. They're doing the opposite. But you know, you little people, you'll be so much better off. And if you can get people to buy into that, it's much easier for them to affect this change.
Carol, what do you see coming? You're always great about this stuff, about seeing where this is going. You mentioned we're long in the tooth. What does that mean? What's going to happen?
So, you know, in terms of being long in the tooth, in terms of being the global pole position in terms of the financial economy globally, you know, I do think that there is going to be a change. Now, there's probably about a half a dozen different ways that could play out. It doesn't mean that, you know, the U.S. is completely going away or that the dollar is going away, but it means that we no longer have sort of that stronghold on the entire economy, which has given us access to all kinds of things all over the world at a very cheap price, and has helped the government expand using very cheap debts all over the world, So basically, this is going to potentially shift our way of life, regardless of the way it plays out. You know, it could be on a very severe basis, or more likely a moderated basis, you know, where there are multiple different blocks, maybe multiple different currencies that are used. But what it means that things get more expensive for Americans, which obviously we've been living through the past couple of years, and we know that it's not great. It may mean that you don't have access to everything that you have in terms of choice, or maybe even critical things that you need at the time that you need them. It may be that our military, you know, doesn't have the same standing as it had before, because, you know, all of our partners don't depend on us for the reserve currency and you know, have that kind of alliance. So it really kind of shifts the situation that we're living through, which it's hard for us to imagine, because we've lived through this incredible period of prosperity that's unparalleled in history. It's hard for us to imagine that anything would be different, but I would think that if you were a British citizen at the time when they were dominating in the global economy, they probably felt that level of invincibility. The challenge with all of this is that we don't know duration. So we don't know. We can see the trajectory. There are a number of things that can happen that might change the ultimate outcome. But we don't know the timing. Like, this could happen in 12 months. It could happen in 12 years. It could happen in 50 years. But it still means that you need to be prepared, because if your house is on fire, it's a really bad time to come up with a plan to escape. You want to have that escape plan done well ahead of time. And so it's the same thing here. As shifts happen in the economy and things look a lot different, regardless on which particular thing happens first, you don't want to just be coming to terms with it at that point in time, because it'll probably be too late and you'll be in a big period of chaos.
Speaking with Carol Roth, recovering investment banker and author. Carol, tell me about this book.
So, as I said, you have the financial stakes changing, and you have the entire global elite jockeying to make sure that they come on top. And a lot of people have asked me, is it intentional? Are they trying to stamp out your freedoms? Are they trying to make sure that you have nothing? And while it's not intentional, I believe, I think it's deliberate, that they're just trying to make sure that they save their own behinds and that of their cronies. And if it just so happens that your freedoms and your wealth creation opportunities are crushed in the process, and that's what's necessary in order for them to affect this change, so be it. And so whether it is the debasement of currency by the Fed in conjunction with monetary and government policy, if it's ESG scores, social credit, central bank digital currencies, Wall Street competing with you to buy a house, big tech trying to rent your life back to you as a subscription or a service, all of these are these big players trying to find ways for them to gain more of that power, to hold on to power as things change. And at the end of the day, you end up owning nothing, which, by the way, that is what they want. I want the opposite. I want you to own everything possible. And so, after I spend 10 chapters telling you about all the different ways they're coming after you, at chapter 11, which is usually about bankruptcy, right? Chapter 11 in my book is about owning everything and giving fantastic advice, including from you, Jesse, on things that you can do in your life individually from a behavioral standpoint and a financial standpoint to be able to fight back.
I love that part of it. I love that you give people things to do rather than just, hey, everything sucks, best of luck. I love that there are things to do. Carol, where can they get this book?
I thought you were going to say, I love it because that's the part that I'm in. You missed that opportunity. So the book is available for pre-order everywhere. It's coming out a week from tomorrow. If you want to support big tech, you can buy it at Amazon. If you want to support smallbusinessbookshop.org, go to your local small business bookseller. But available everywhere, and really important, buy a hard copy, because then you'll actually own something. You'll walk into that behavior of starting to have ownership.
The book is You Will Own Nothing. She is Carol Roth. It is dynamite. Highly encouraging you to go get it now. Hammer the pre-order on it. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Jesse.
She's sharp, man. She's sharp. It's no surprise that she's ended up being as successful as she is. She always gives us juicy stuff. There's always meat there that you didn't know otherwise. And then I take that meat and I pretend like it's my idea. And I, what, Chris? And then I came up with everything. That's how it's done. All right. Are you ready to learn another language? It'll probably be a second language for you. It'll be number 3 or 4 for me. It will, Chris, but we're going to learn this together. And then we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday, and we'll get into the system shoving Biden out. But let's talk about your shooting, because it's not as good as it should be. And I can say that with confidence because nobody's is. Mine isn't. Nobody is done training. Shooting skills are perishable and you can always get better. I am not an elite shooter, but I have known many, and the best shooters I've ever known in my life, all they do is dog on their shooting. They'll show you some group that looks amazing, can fit inside of a quarter. And he's sitting there griping about look at how I pulled that shot. That's how it goes. You need to train all the time. I need to train all the time, but money doesn't grow on trees and neither does ammunition. That's why you need a Mantis X system. It attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home or office. Hopefully you work alone. Go to MantisX.com and get one. It's what the Green Berets use. Train, train, train. Become fast and deadly. All right? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We do need some mist machines here in the studio, Chris. And here's what I want. I want you. No, listen. I want you and Michael.
I want you guys to show up early every day and set up the mist machines so it can mist on me when I walk through the front door. What? With like the dry ice clouds. And right when I walk in, what, Michael? Right when I walk in, I'll raise my hands in the air like, the Oracle is here. It'll be awesome. No, this is something. This is going to be, it's going to be our new standard around the studio here. We have some basic standards. Can you imagine if the corporate showed up? The suits show up. Excuse me, I've got to make my entrance. Joe Biden, in case you're wondering what his answer is, when asked about age, I think he pretty much nailed it.
Many of these people do say, and these are ardent supporters of yours, the next thing he should do is step aside and let another generation of Democrats take the baton. Why are they wrong?
Not right or wrong.
They're wrong. Let's go to Joe cranking out some Asian names.
Groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang. I'm going to pronounce it. Shanga Koala.
Listen. That's just you and me talking here. Just pull up a chair. Remember something. This is important. When you have people you care about, or people you work for, or people who work for you, you always want to try to set them up for success. All right? You want to try to set people up for success. For instance, I, as everyone knows, don't know anything about technology. Nothing. You know what corporate has never once done to me? The suits. They've never once asked me to do anything technological whatsoever. Hey, Jesse, can you mess with the soundboard or something? Nothing. They just know that's setting me up for failure. If you're Joe Biden's handlers, his puppet masters, if you will, you understand that he has some difficulties.
Many
speaking?
Of these people do say, and these are ardent supporters of yours, the next thing he should do is step aside and let another generation of Democrats take the baton. Why are they wrong?
Not right or wrong.
So if you know that's your president, you know that's the guy you work for, quote, work for, even though he works for them, how do you have him show up at the Asian event and start rattling off some Asian names? Joe doesn't do English well. Do you think Joe's going to go beyond Vera Wang? He's not.
Groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it, Shanga Koala.
He just totally just dies out there at the end. You know, the president should have called. I understand if that event was on the schedule, he should have called in sick that day. Sorry, I've got the flu. I can't come in. All right, quit. Focus. Speaking of foreign languages, you want to learn one with me? Someone wrote, what, Chris? I'm going to master this. Somebody, one of our Jewish listeners, emailed in and got me boned up on the lingo because our Israel trip is next week. Before we get to that, let's do this really quickly. Let's make sure we're putting our money where our morals are now and always. Let's make sure we have the cell phone company we should have, not Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Pure Talk. There's a patriotic option. We are, by the grace of God, finally getting the parallel economy you and I have talked about forever, where we can patronize businesses that share our values. Pure Talk gives you the same great 5G coverage, a fraction of the price. My bill got cut in half, and they're patriotic. Even the customer service, Americans, based in America. They speak English, and they understand it, and they're actually pleasant to talk to. I was so taken aback the first time I got a hold of Pure Talk, I almost hung up on them and thought I had the wrong number. Wow, someone's nice to me. Pick up your phone. It takes 10 minutes to switch. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250 say Jesse Kelly. All right. Guy emails in, gets us boned up on some words. Let's do them together. First, we have to learn how to say, we're learning to speak Jewish. We have to learn how to say thanks. And this one's easy. I'm going to nail this one, Chris. Toda. T-O-D-A. He even puts how to pronounce it in there. Chris, what do you call that thing where they put it in parentheses, how to pronounce things? It's... Chris, why do you ask me questions when I ask you questions? It's the phonetic spelling? Okay, well, he even did the phone thing. Toda. That's how we say thanks. Please is... Bavakasha? How's there a V right after the B? How do you... You're not supposed to say both those, right? Bavakasha. All right, Bavakasha. What's up is Ma Inyanim. Ma Inyanim. Oh, I nailed that. I don't think... Why would I ask somebody what's up, though? Or maybe that's what I'll do to everybody when I walk around and everyone will think I'm super friendly. Hey, Ma and your mom. Or whatever. My brother is... apparently, this is popular slang. I can't say that. All right, we're not going to say that word. That'll be for next trip. That'll be for next trip. The next one is 1 second. You're supposed to say chat. Even the phonetic thing doesn't help. Whatever, that word, I'm sure they don't talk like that anymore. We'll move on to the next one. This one says, nice to meet you. This is nam mode. That's easy. Nam mode. Naim mode. Naim mode. Naim mode. That's what I'll say a lot. Hey, what's up was ma and your mom. And this one is called nam mode. So there. How about that? Didn't think you'd get some foreign language expertise on tonight's show, did you?
Buenas tardes.
Well, now you did. Wait, is there anything else? Do you have meat here? Oh, this one will be good. And I can say this. Yash Basar. Yash Basar. And there is going to be meat. I should note there is going to be meat. And they said there is shawarma. And that's apparently an Israeli gyro is shawarma. Hopefully they have the tzatziki sauce. What, Chris? You like gyros. Michael, you like gyros, right? Even though the gyros suck down here. Why do the gyros suck so bad in Houston? You got to go to New York City for good gyros. What? Yeah, there's one good place in all of Houston. It's the fourth biggest city in America. Whenever I go to New York City, I just Kamala gyros down the whole time because they're everywhere. The crappy sidewalk ones are good. What, Chris? Why would Florida have good gyros? They do have a bunch of Jews, but Jews don't. I've never found Jews to be more gyro specialists. It's more Arabs and people like that I've thought. Maybe. Do you people do a lot of gyros, Chris? I've not. I never associated gyros with Jewish food. But yeah, I bet you Florida does have some. All right. Anyway, focus. It's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.